Hi, folks. Before we get started, we'd like to take a moment to let you know some of the content on this podcast may not be suitable for some audiences. It's all in good fun, but we just wanted to let you know.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Engineer Jim, a.k.a. Big Tasty.
Big Tasty in the house.
Yeah, it's Little Mikey right there, rolling the hits with me on these jams, baby. The neighborhood is where we be at, and we on the ones and twos all day on K105K Bang.
Bang, bang.
Boom, baby. That's right. The last jam was Ratchet. But we gonna get turned up for shizzling this nizzle. We gonna be rolling on the kush. We got that new Jay and Dan fire that'll be making her done in the club. We gonna get your grind on now, baby. You rocking with the best. You already know me, Engineer Jim.
Big Tasty.
Big Tasty. And I'm sweet and sour. Okay, baby. Follow me on Snapchat at 2ChiliWilly19. And you can follow me on Instagram. You know where I hit that gram. And you can hit me now. We be working here on K-Bang 105.5.
Previously on the Jay and Dan podcast.
Don't want it in my eyes or my ears or my mouth. That's the title of my book. My eyes or my ears or my mouth.
Leaned over the pool, bent down, shat directly into the pool.
There was poop from a diaper in the pool.
Still poop.
These kids have problems, folks.
Yeah, right back in that shit. Revealing your balls to nature will be freeing, and it might just help you be your strongest and fastest. Point is, Gabe Kapler wants you to get your nuts out in the sun.
I've never checked any pornography on the internet. If I mess with that pure browser of mine, I would never do that.
Traeger bomb. Peter Schrager in his pure browser.
Absolutely pure.
The internet is amazing.
My erections have returned.
Delicious.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Ooh, this Sharpie is strong.
Welcome to the Jay and Dan podcast, episode 79, which started with a choreographed routine with Engineer Jim and Mike. Mike was right into that.
Yeah.
Big Tasty.
Here, I was going to ask you guys with air horns. Yeah. When you hear like mixes on the radio and stuff, they always throw in the air horns. Why?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Yeah, Big Tasty.
Is that like a signal like the party's on?
Yeah, let's party, y'all. Air horn.
We in the club.
Big
bro.
Tasty.
Never do that again, please, Mike.
I wish Mike died. Dan, do you think you'll ever just punch Mike in the face?
Of course not. Not a violent person.
I'd fight back. Although, are a violent person.
Whoa.
You are a violent person.
No. Whoa.
We've just learned that about you.
I almost got into it with a cab driver today.
Old man Toolsy.
So I flew back from Canada today. I had to go up. I was a guest judge on Canada's Smartest Person.
What did you do, Dan?
We played a game. It was kind of like Hungry Hungry Hippo, life-size version, like a real big version meets hockey. The name of it was called Blowback. It could have got a better title.
Sounds a bit like an orgy.
So it was actually a blast.
That's a blow bang.
It was actually a blast. And your good friend, Jessie Cruikshank.
Yeah, she's was the host. That.
You were supposed to be there, but you had a baby, so you couldn't go, so I got to go.
Worked out pretty good for you.
Got to go to the CBC building, toured the CBC mini museum, saw the tickle trunk.
So many kids were touched.
Oh, you can't say that.
Come on, it'll be fine.
Well, just assume that.
Okay, so anyway, I flew back.
Hi.
Uber's a big thing in LA.
Yeah.
It's cheap as hell.
Well, it's the only way to get around.
I live 10 minutes from the airport. You cannot get Uber to pick you up. Well, you could, but it's
too convoluted. They can drop you off. They can't really pick you up at LAX.
So Black can. Did you know that? Black or XL?
Let's just pretend Mike didn't comment.
So I hop into a cab. I say where I'm going. He knows it's not going to be a big fare. It's a 10-minute drive. So right away.
He's upset now.
He's literally doing this.
Yeah.
And then he's driving at one point, 10 minutes with his blinker on, get mad at every driver. So he's like, I don't know how you're supposed to make money around here. $700 a month or a week I pay in fees.
Oh, I see things aren't going well in LA for you.
I'm like, that's not my problem. So finally, I'm just like, can you just drive me home?
What do you mean? Wasn't he driving you home? You were in a cab.
I said, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear it. We get there. He's like, $17. And I'm like, oh, no, it said $17 on the meter. Then he says, it's $21. I'm like, oh, it says 17 there. He goes, there's a $4 fee. I have to pay. I'm not making any money off this. I'm like, again, I said,
Wait. So did it say like that where it has it on the cab thing, it says 17 plus 4 is underneath?
Yeah.
And then it adds up to 21.
No, there was no addition.
It was just 17.
So a little scam going on here.
There's a base $5 fee or whatever for a cab to pick you up at the airport, though. I don't know if that was...
Yeah, that was included in the fee. It starts at $4.
Oh.
So we get to my door.
Wow, Dan.
And I said...
Dan's cash cab.
He goes, there's not enough business. I said, well, here's your first problem. I said, that cab ride I took to the airport on Sunday was $7 with Uber. He goes, why did you take Uber? I said, I thought I'd give you some business. I said, secondly, maybe learn how to drive. Your signal was on for 10 minutes, and you were giving everyone else the finger.
Hey, he was just making sure people knew he was getting into that lane.
And I said, so best of luck and learn how to f***ing drive. And I slammed the door.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a bit aggressive, maybe.
Nope. He was a complete quad.
Whoa. Toolsy. What if he like had friends or something? Other cabbies were like, hey, Dan, I hear you're in that apartment. Come down. We have some crack cocaine for you. And you're like, oh, that sounds good. And you walk out, boom, you get beat down by a bunch
of
cabbies.
Speaking of which, I sent you a recon photo from my balcony.
You know what my wife calls Dan now? Neighborhood watch.
Dan O'Toole here.
I was out on my balcony. Enjoying a nice evening, and I look down and I see this woman get into her car, and I'm like, okay, she's not starting up. And then she pops her head up and then goes below the dash, and I can see directly into her car, crack pipe, hitting the crack pipe, pops back up, hits it 4 times, gets out. Crack being done in front of my house.
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Looks like you moved into a great new neighbor.
Crack being done and people in my pool.
2016, the year of Dan.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Hey, let's listen to some old tapes. So these are Dan's college
broadcasts. This is when I got into broadcasting.
This is
when I was in college. I was cutting my chops. Cutting my teeth?
I don't think
cutting my teeth.
I was cutting the pork chops in broadcasting school.
This is the equivalent of Dan's first gang shower.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Very similar. His whole broadcasting experience at broadcasting school was the equivalent of his first gang shower.
Do you think we should make one of the dressing rooms a gang shower?
100%.
1,000%.
Wait a minute. We don't have a shower in our dressing room, but I believe like Carissa
across
and them
the hall. No, there's a shower.
Yeah, I don't
is
either.
There?
I'm downstairs with you
right
guys.
Next to us
in the dungeon.
Yeah, we could, the dungeon.
We could punch a hole into the dressing room.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
We're
make
right
it all
next
one
door.
Yeah. We make one big dressing room, then put a shower in there.
Yes.
And
open
have
an
open air shower.
Open air.
Right?
Mike, you have to
go. There is a community shower because I know Bill Ryder uses it often because he does his morning show. And
that's something. Disgusting.
You just threw an atomic bomb on the whole
yeah,
show.
I know.
Bill Ryder uses a gang shower here.
By himself?
Yeah, he gang showers himself.
The one man gang.
He showers himself.
He's the one man gang.
Okay, let's dive into some CKDJ tapes.
That's really weird.
You've got to have a lot of hand action. The gang action.
Does Bill Ryder wear a onesie?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Here we go.
CKDJ.
That's Dan's voice.
It's currently 11 degrees.
That's CKDJ news
that's
to this
me.
Hour. Giving you news you can use.
Coming up.
I'm Steve Hawking.
News. And I'm Dan O'Toole. I'll be with you till the top of the hour today. We got some great tunes coming up. But first, we're going to start things off with Monster Magnet and look to your orb for the warning.
Why do I talk like I have a
Why are you talking like you're whispering to the audience?
Wait. Here we go. This one's going to be better.
Oh, playing some real solid mid-90s rock here.
Come on, anytime.
Why are you whispering? What are you whispering for?
Why are you using that ridiculous voice?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
A lot of things.
Supergrass on 96.9 CKDJ.
Oh, my God.
Supergrass on 96.9 96.9 CKDJ. Well, folks, this is my first time here at on the Ottawa's airwaves. So.
Hold on, stop it. This is your first one?
This is it?
This is the premiere. And it only got worse from
That's
here.
That's how I started.
96.9.
First time you ever.
96.9.
I hope you didn't tell any of your friends and family to listen.
I probably did.
Oh, and then he laughs like, ah, I can't believe I made that mistake. Whoops. I'm so experienced. Oh, well, I'm casual about it. Don't worry, though. Let me whisper some of the news in your ear. Let me tell you, it's my first time, so you don't judge. Don't judge me.
It's 96.9 CKDJ. Well, folks, we're listening. This is my first time here at on the Ottawa's airwaves, so hopefully you'll have a fun time joining me here. We've got a good show planned for you. We got some good groups, Blur coming up, Sandbox, Manic
Sandbox.
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 So yeah, they
were
hopefully
good. Hopefully you'll have a good time joining us here. And coming up next, we have a group out of Toronto. I'd like to know.
Oh, out of Tulsi vomiting up the carpet.
Can we go back?
You can't just spit on the studio.
Can we go back to the point where he doesn't even stop to swallow?
No, I had to stop to swallow.
I'm joining us here, and coming up next, we have a group out of Toronto called Supergrass.
Oh God!
We have a group out of Toronto called Supergrass with.
Wow.
This is unbelievable.
This is my second time on the radio.
Here it is.
Single? Tired of the bar scene? Or do you just want to get out and make some
music? That's me. Come on,
listen. Supergrass on Ottawa's new music, 96.9 CKDJ.
That's clean.
Well, if you're sticking around the campus this weekend or tonight, there's some things going on. Well, the Red Cross is coming. They're holding a blood donor clinic.
Wow, sounds like a raucous
Their
rocket
goal is
time.
To get 150 donors. So,
if you're hanging around campus, this helps.
Got it. But you can't get blood if you've done blow in the last week.
And it's guaranteed to be a good
time.
If
you're
looking for something to do, the Red Cross is accepting blood.
Desserts. And, well, also coming to Burke's Bar, Amateur Week.
Amateur Week.
If you're interested in playing or doing some comedy, anything.
Oh, anything. We'll take anyone.
We'll call Julie Dixon at 727.
Give Julie a call. You can donate blood if you want, I'll say.
5148. Or drop by the athletic
New thing they're doing down at the comedy club.
And
during the set, you'll give blood.
Yeah, that's right.
Management,
everybody gives a pint.
S&M? Fans?
What is that?
What was that?
Student Management, S&M fans.
And for all you Security Management, S&M. Pub tonight at Spodiotti.
Security and management was called the S&M program? Did you? What? Are you serious? All right, you S&M students. Get into the gang show.
S&M. S&M.
Everybody into the gang shower.
First of all, those
bring
of
your
you
masks.
That are paying to become security and management majors.
Yeah, that's right.
Rather than just going out and putting on a yellow coat.
What does that mean? Like,
oh my God.
Wow, so there you go.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So coming up here.
We got to hear what they were doing, the S&M
market on York Street, if you don't really know. So come. Bodiotti's, that's down in the market on York Street.
I remember that
if
place.
You don't really know.
No.
So, coming up here after the break, people from Earth with you.
One more segment.
You got into that last song. Really.
That was better. That was better.
It
improved a lot.
96.9 CKDJ. Before we heard that, we heard Mr. T experience with New Girlfriend. That was quite a wacky tune.
Hold on. Wacky, who are you, Johnny Carson?
Wacky, wild stuff.
Yeah.
That's wacky.
Quite a wacky tune.
Who calls a song a wacky tune?
Were you the biggest nerd in the history of Algonquin College?
Oh, good God.
This is quite a wacky tune.
Wacky.
Wacky stuff. Oh,
Ottawa weather.
Oh,
you're looking at it for the weekend. Rest of today, sunny skies with a high near 15. Tonight, clear skies and a low near 3.
The guy, all the guys
tomorrow,
in the room are like
fright. Sun and a high of 17. Saturday will bring a high of 22.
Ooh.
Currently at Center Point Nepean, it's 11 degrees.
Popping your peas a bit there.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, that's a... Hey, man, nice shot.
Yeah, yeah. Slap the bass.
We actually played a song we knew.
Filter with Nice Shot on Ottawa's new music, CKDJ. Well, tonight, if you're sitting at home, or tomorrow night, you have nothing to do, you might want
either way.
Well, tonight, if you're sitting at home, or tomorrow night, and you have nothing to do, you might want to tune in
to
the
do.
New music. We've got the Bulls live. Two undefeated teams coming at you.
Give another blood donor clinic.
And the 67s at 2-0. The pregame is at 7:20.
Oh, my God.
The pregame is at 7:20. The pregame is at 7:20. The puck drops at 7:30.
Maybe
it's going to be a great game.
Back,
the 67s had the player of the week in the OHL this week. So another good reason to tune in.
I sound so bored.
Was that the time of your life?
Yeah. Joel, thanks for coming on,
bud. Oh, barely that.
That was it.
If you have some of your old broadcasts.
Yes,
tapes,
we want to see those.
Maybe from the game that you did with Carissa she doesn't remember. I need to find that and bring it in and just put it on a loop in her dressing room.
Well, and we'll bring her
look
in
look who that is on the sidelines with 400 people in the stand. Slumming it with the rest of us.
That's right.
Carissa Thompson.
Old Thompson.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Joel.
Will we awesome. See you on the show tonight?
Oh, no. Okay, that's the end of that.
Joel Klatt, everybody.
Joel Klatt, everyone. That was awesome. What a terrific person.
Wow.
Had a lot of fun.
Wow, what a discovery. My first ever broadcast.
It was just as bad as we all imagined it would be.
Not as nine, AJ.
Too bad.
Supergrass on 96.9 CKDJ.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Well, that's how you do a best of podcast. You just keep this thing humming along.
It's been so much fun. Ben Teller and Rich did a great job of putting this thing together. But we should mention very quickly, Dan, I know some of you out there want to take advantage of home prices are going up. You want to get in on board as quickly as you can. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Proudly supporting our podcast. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage approval process to the 21st century. Fast, powerful, completely online. Rocket Mortgage has taken all the complicated, time-consuming parts of applying for a mortgage out of the equation. Hate searching through stacks of old files and paperwork? With Rocket Mortgage, you can share your bank statements and pay stubs at the touch of a button, helping you get approved in minutes for a custom mortgage solution that's been tailored to your unique financial situation.
What was that?
Your unique.
Even better, with Rocket Mortgage, you can do all this on your phone or tablet. It's a quick online process that you can manage from the convenience of your couch, your workplace, anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere, your toilet. So if you're looking to refinance your mortgage or buy a home, check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/J. That's quickenloans.com/J, not Dan.
Disclaimer, equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. You got this.
What?
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
So, Stoner.
Stoner.
You've got like 8 kids.
And do you have like 8 children?
4.
4 kids.
And the newest addition, you got a puppy.
Yeah, pretty cute. And I will say, I really, really wanted to bring her here today to boost your ratings, your podcast numbers.
Yeah, our views.
I mean, honestly, I think that if we just put a puppy on our network at any moment, our numbers would go up.
Rob Stone, I think, has stumbled upon a brilliant idea. Put a camera on this puppy for
puppy
an hour a day. Hello, there's 100,000 people watching.
I honestly did it on Periscope a couple weeks ago. She was sound asleep on the floor, and I propped up my phone, and it was a social media experiment. Like, and I just said, puppy sleeping. Record, play, whatever it does. It was that's a puppy.
What are you
puppy
doing to that puppy?
So did a lot of people tune in?
Yeah, it was almost like triple numbers, and I don't have a ton of Periscope followers or whatever it is. And it was just a dog chest cavity going up and down. That was,
and that
it.
Was it.
Not even licking, smiling.
Triple digits. Kind of like the podcast. Yeah. Triple digits.
Just huge.
Now,
huge,
wait. Now,
huge numbers.
Now, Dan, and I hope I'm not overstepping my boundary here, Dan.
I'm sure you won't be.
No, and I never do. I never do. Dan yesterday was seriously considering adopting a three-legged dog named Douglas.
His name Doug. Doug the dog.
Was it 2016.
Like, was it one of those?
The year
like,
of Dan.
It was like a rescue dog. I don't know where. Honestly, why have I not been on this podcast?
I don't know. I
feel like I found my home.
I agree.
And I'm like,
and
long
that drop.
Lost.
I was hoping we had got Doug because then it would be the year of Doug and Dan.
We could change it and add some
but
barks.
Doug, gotta get Doug. Doug's going to another family, though. Doug, three-legged Doug is not coming to the...
Where would three-legged Doug be? Like at one of those odd tent kennels next to the Kmart?
No, he was
on
like,
a Saturday
that's right.
Where this
yeah,
lady...
You're going in for your... You get some toilet paper and a three-legged
and
dog.
Next thing you know, you got a friggin' dog with three legs.
My daughter found it online. It was in Santa Monica.
Heartbreaking.
I actually gave it up.
I love the name. Doug.
Oh, I see things aren't going well in L.A. for you.
So, Dan, are you going to adopt a different dog now?
I think Dan should. I highly recommend against it.
What?
This is a big vote.
Do you think that Dan won't be able to keep the dog alive?
Oh, I know how hard this young Canadian works.
He doesn't work hard at all.
Here's the thing.
You guys have been doing 103 podcast episodes without a sponsor.
That's true.
Yet you still keep coming in and banging this out. Free content.
It's because you are
here providing free content.
Because if we didn't do that, Botticello would have nothing to do.
Yeah.
I think he would have.
Keeps me off the streets.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to get given a dog. Be given. Because you have to fill out this form. And she's like, oh, tell me about your past dogs. And I'm like, Fonzie, dead.
All dead.
Yes.
No longer with us.
Deceased.
Fonzie, dead. PK, dead. Lefty, dead. Duke, dead.
Accidentally.
Why did you name your dog Lefty?
Yeah, like, Lefty McGuire.
Did you put a pen in his hand and like,
was she missing her left front paw?
No, he didn't last long because he chased cars and then that doesn't work out well.
That's sort of like a combination.
No.
Farm dogs.
Dark
dogs.
All dead.
Can we start a whole podcast just about dogs?
Oh, don't we have a rapid fire?
Oh, rapid fire. Yeah. Let's do
There's always that.
By the way, that was some high-level producing right there. Was that a card that said rapid fire?
Yeah, can we show it to
let's,
the camera?
Where are we're we
pros.
In the rundown right now?
We're at
rapid fire.
We don't really
fire.
Follow that rundown.
Yeah, so. there's no
Hence the cards. The
we kind of just pretend the rundown doesn't
Guest,
exist.
Guest, Rob okay. Stone, and rapid fire.
You said it just as it
that
happened.
That was awesome.
That was wild, man.
I notice I've only been granted 15 minutes on episode
That's
one.
Long. Yeah,
you would think
long.
You would think at episode 102, you're like, yeah, just let him just go.
It's all about Rob
Well, once that second beer gets down, you're going to go on a tangent.
Come here, cutie.
I think we had Alexi Lawless on around 33.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah.
how was Puberty Pals? Was that a big...
We haven't looked...
You're not even there?
You know, we never look at videos anymore, but we've got Puberty Pals from Maple Syrup Shots. Do you want to play that?
I don't even know what that is.
Let's play it.
The internet is amazing.
Let's check it out. This is... I have no idea what this is, but our friends Maple
it's
Syrup
a,
Shots.
It's an informative video for... educational video for kids.
Dan, were you just checking your email there? Or what were
I was checking to see if the lady from the dog place and that we were going to look over dogs together. Because she's sending me more options.
Oh, really? So this is a serious thing. You
All
might adopt
three-legged
dog.
Options?
Here, well, wait. Here's
Only the
three-legged. Here's a conversation I had with my daughter yesterday. She's like, okay, so here's the number, the code for Doug if you want to go see him.
What?
Here we go.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the still of puberty.
Yeah, she's me too. I'm sorry. Again, I got distracted.
The coffee moose
We've
head combo
seen that,
is not sitting well right now.
I think
with,
we have.
That image.
We haven't.
Oh, that's. She says, "Okay, so you're gonna go see Doug?" I'm like, "Yep."
I don't even know.
Can
what
you
the
write
image
down
on
the
right
code?
Is that a?
Can you
write the backside?
Yeah, it's all
she said,
oh,
"Can you?"
Dan is not getting a story through. This is very frustrating for Dan.
So, we've already seen that.
No, have we?
We have not.
I've never seen that tool.
I've seen that picture.
What did she say?
What did she say?
Yes, tell us.
Say,
finish
can
the
you
story.
Can you write down the code?
Finish the story.
Finish the story.
She asked you to write down the code.
Stoner's never invited back.
And
he doesn't pay attention.
Whoa. Okay, let's watch Puberty Pals.
Okay. Let's look at those balls.
What the heck is happening to my genitals?
Whoa.
Sadly, I have a...
Puberty!
Oh boy. Is that Pete the penis? Look, he's got a happy trail.
What the heck is happening to my genitals? With your host, me, Polly the penis.
Polly the penis.
The look on Rob Stone's face is great.
We continue our discussion.
This is a speech I have to give soon.
He's walking on his balls.
Talk about chafing of the nether region.
Oh my God!
What's
happening?
No!
That is a
vagina!
Oh my God!
I don't know what's happening. I don't know if that's
butterballs.
I'm very confused.
Hormones.
Oh, hormones.
Hormones cause your body to act.
That vagina was not right.
No, not did not something.
Did not age well.
There was a car.
Miles on
he's
it.
Having a wet dream.
There was a car accident.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, God. Mother of God. Oh, my God.
What is happening?
What is going on?
Get out of there.
This is madness. Oh, my God.
There's Hitler.
He's got a phone. Oh,
ISIS just cut off his penis.
Oh, my God.
This is not real.
Oh, there it goes. Hey.
Put it back in. That's my reaction.
No.
No.
No. Polly the penis is that weathered vagina.
Is this a joke? Was that actually educational or is that a joke?
I think we all learned something.
Is that Canadian? Where did that come from? What happened?
We will
I
never
was wrong.
Top that.
We have we never seen
never,
that.
We will never top
all-time
that.
Great.
That was an all-time great video.
Wow.
I feel spent. I want a cigarette.
Polly got right in there.
Polly was just giving it to her.
But, I mean, like, through her.
I know. I know. Where was
stretching
it going?
Out. It was rapid. It was... The pull it...
That's how it really is.
And what about Hitler cutting off the guy's penis?
Mm. How does Hitler?
No, went from Hitler.
How does
to
Hitler
the boner
show
to
up
ISIS.
In a puberty
yeah,
video?
ISIS
chopped it. Where does Hitler belong in that conversation? Where does Hitler belong in any conversation?
That was very strange, but I liked it.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Ho, 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 ho. Holy, holy. Can you hold this for me here, little elf boy?
You're Scottish?
And I'm not talking about the book.
Oh!
Yes, yes. Oh, what a nice boy. Oh, hang on a second here. Is that wood?
What is
Oh!
Santa's having a Santa-gasm.
Now, hey, Christmas help. Shut the f*** up.
Oh my god. Oh, is that Mike's laugh? It sounds like he's crying.
I got my little elf here. Hey, help me read a little Christmas poem for you kids. Oh, yes.
Get it together, Santa.
I'm trying to get it together, kids. It's the Jay and Dan podcast, our Christmas show, and I'm your old buddy engineer Jim dressed as Santa. Oh, mother f***ing ho-ho. We've hung our stockings, and we've decked the halls, so grab your taints, kiddies, because we're going to tickle your balls. The gang's all riled up and we're ready to choose and get loose. It's a lot of fun in this room, and these guys love to produce. Patrick's been a little naughty, but mostly nice. Sexy Mike can't read worth a sh**, but he'll f***ing make you look twice. Toolsy's been busy this season, so much to do. He can't wait to run home and take his Christmas poo. Oh, and Jay loves this time of year and all the joy it brings. So go stuff your stocking with a copy of Anchor Boy.
Yeah.
Our buddy Taggart's here today, and he'll hang out for a bit. He's got a story for you so wild and crazy, you might have to f***ing And I've got a little tale for all you good little boys and girls. It'll make you all tingly down there where your short hairs like to curls. So, with that, on Jay, on Dan, on Mike, on Patrick, and on Ian, let's go, you silly little f***ing slap d***. So gather around the fire and fix a mug of eggnog. Here comes the Christmas pod. Hold on to your Yule log. Ho, 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 motherfucker. You and you want to know what? Merry Christmas, you crazy bastards. And always, hashtag nut.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Ben Mulrooney, by the way, will be interviewing me on Wednesday for eTalk. Now, interesting, Patrick, I understand that some people are very upset about the fact that we put Ben on the Canadian Wall of
Fame. Again, it should be noted, Ben sent us the picture, so he nominated himself. That's why he's in his cordon off section here.
And right here, nominated this week, Canadian Power Trio Triumph. And Jim, you're very excited about this. You're a big
fan
of Triumph.
Absolutely, yeah.
Look at this, Jim. Do you love this? The wood paneling in the basement next to the breaker box.
This guy looks absolutely just like Taggart.
Yeah, he's very Taggart-esque. That's a great mustache. We'll get into the mustaches later.
Okay, so
fight the good fight.
But Patrick, what? There was an actual petition or something?
So obviously, I've talked a lot about how I've gotten some bad feedback from people in Canada.
Yeah, people hate you.
People don't like you.
I love everybody.
People do not.
I just want to be loved. So I get a tweet from this guy. His Twitter name is Higer82, and he said, "At Pat Muldowney, do you want Canadians to like you? Get Mulrooney off the wall." And then hashtag test tips, hashtag everyone hates him, hashtag worse than Tim.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
He sent a link. There's actually a link on activism.com. It is get Ben Mulrooney off the Jay and Dan Wall of Fame. And the goal is for 5,000 signatures. Right now he's at 3.
Okay.
So one half as many people as are in this room right now.
I think Ben's safe.
Yeah, Ben's okay.
I think he's okay up there.
I also found this while getting my Starbucks before the show.
We should mention very quickly, Diamond Dallas Page, our guest on the show this week. We already met him. What a nice guy. I'm so excited to chat with him. Continue. What did you find? What is this? You have something?
I saw this in the Wall Street Journal. Oh. Fashion has finally caught up with the Canadian tuxedo.
Oh.
It says, over the past decade, Canadian Peter Marshalls used his website to chart the multiple variations of the formal tuxedo. But last week, stumbled upon a U.S. website focused on a tuxedo that he'd never heard of, the Canadian tuxedo. The U.S. nickname is often used, yeah, yeah, yada, yada, yada. But they're saying it's now acceptable.
What's that? What happened there?
Held in a sneeze.
Just that throw was a up. Sneeze?
Oh, which I'm a little hungover too.
That, no, I didn't need that.
I sneeze very loud.
God. What were you doing? I'm just holding in a sneeze.
I tried to get my.
You know how hard that is to do.
Oh my God, that was amazing. We need to make that a sound.
I know. That backfired.
That was good. That was good.
That's the sound of Mike when he nuts.
Hey, Don Reckles over there. How would you know that?
Oh, my God. What he does. I'm coming, baby.
Baby, you ready?
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I see it.
Sorry, Mike.
Oh, it's quite all right.
The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. All these ladies in Canada wondering about Mike. Now they know.
Add some audio to that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Why not?
Well, good night, everybody. That's the podcast. That's it. We're done.
I want to thank someone for sending us this next piece of video. Anthony Stella, at Anthony Stella 885M. This is the worst Twitter handle ever.
Yeah, get a better Twitter handle.
Remix, remix. Hey, Dan, thought you might enjoy this Stranger Danger video.
Oh, my
video.
God, this is amazing.
We watched this at work last night, and not only do we enjoy it, we can't stop watching it. So the premise is they're warning kids on, hey, what to do if a stranger approaches. So,
hey, the intent is very noble.
Yes.
Okay, hey, we're all in favor of the intent here.
Yeah.
To teach kids to not speak to strangers. But the actors, the writing... It's off the charts hilarious.
Let's have a listen.
You've already been told about strangers dressing up in uniforms, but there are other traps you need to know about.
Hi, I lost my little dog. Can you help me find him?
Be suspicious of an adult asking for help.
Hi, I'm just playing with my daughter's video game, but the batteries seem to be dead. I have some in my car. Why don't you come over and help me put them in?
Stay away from people in cars or vans.
Hey kid, how you doing? You know we're making a movie over there. You want to go see it?
Only professional agencies hire kids for TV work. I ought to know.
Hey kid, let's go to the arcade and play some video games. What do you say?
Ignore him and walk away.
Little boy, I'll give you $10 if you'll take my bag to the car for me.
It's okay to say no, even to an adult. Safety is more important than good manners.
Hey kid. I'll teach you how to hit this ball right over the fence. Come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, trust your own feelings.
Your mom's been hurt. She's in the hospital. She's having to come and get you.
What's the secret code word?
I don't know the code word.
You don't need to get near the car to talk to someone inside.
You know, you look like you could use a friend.
Say no to what you think is wrong.
Pizza delivery. Come on, open the door.
Nothing is more important than your safety.
Hi, you're sure a cute kid. You know, I'm a professional photographer. Why don't you come on, hop in the car, I'll take your picture.
If someone wants to take your picture, say no and tell your parents.
If you tell anybody about our little secret, I'll kill your dog.
Children should never be asked to keep special secrets from their parents.
Now you know the 11 most common kidnap traps to avoid and how to be street smart.
Oh my God.
If you see the video, these people are beyond creepy.
Oh my God. First of all, the photographer. Oh, now we have a few isolated ones. Okay, so Christoph, which one are we going to start with?
The photographer.
Let's start with the photographer again. And this guy in the video is the creepiest human who ever walked the face of the earth.
Hi. You're a cute kid. You know,
go
I'm
back
a
to the hi.
Hi. You're a cute kid. You know, I'm a professional photographer. Why don't you come on, hop in the car. I'll take your picture.
And he's got a mullet, too. I just called it a bullet.
You know.
Hi.
You know. I'm a professional photographer.
The video game one, it was also very creepy.
Hi, I'm just playing with my daughter's video game, but the batteries seem to be dead. I have some in my car. Why don't you come over and help me put them in?
Wouldn't you just say, well, go get the batteries. I'll wait here. You don't need help getting the batteries.
How hard is it to carry two AA batteries? You're an adult. You should be able to carry that. Oh, my God. And, what else?
The threat. The threat at the very end.
How about the movie one first?
This guy's the creepiest.
This guy looks like a mustachioed Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He does. Hey, kid. How you doing? You know, we're making a movie over there. You want to go see it?
The only thing about this guy, when you watch the video... He thinks this is going to lead to other roles because he is putting it all into this. He's like, okay, I'm selling. The other guys, they just got off the street. Like, they've never acted before. This guy's like, this is the one. This is my break. And then the threat at the end, that was uncalled for, I think, the threat on the dog.
If you tell anybody about our little secret, I'll kill your dog.
Like, I thought, when I first saw that, I thought he was going to say, I'll beat you up or... A punch in the face.
I'll kill your dog.
Okay, then.
Wow.
Hi. Come on, it'll be fun.
That one sounded like Taggart.
Come on, it'll be fun.
That was Taggart in that commercial. Oh, it all makes
Come
sense
on, it'll
now.
Be fun.
Oh my God!
Can we? I don't know if we can do a side by side comparison with Taggart.
Well, when he comes on, we'll bring it in. Wow, that's the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Oh, that guy.
Was fun.
That was fun.
Hi.